you can call me this morning on Leicester 251-1049 to share with me whatever's going on in your world. So let's get straight back to the phones now. And Sian joins me now in Market Harbour. Morning, Sian.
Morning, Jim.
Good morning. Nice to talk to you this morning. So tell us what you're up to.
Early Monday morning, I'm flying off to Niger on a trip to Africa with World Vision.
Okay. Now, Niger, I've got to be honest, I don't know much about Niger other than it is listed as one of the poorest countries in the world.
Yeah, the poorest, actually.
It's actually the poorest currently. Okay. All right. So what's the purpose of your trip then, precisely?
I mean, just listening to you speaking about drought, and as Leicester was in drought earlier this year, so is Niger. But obviously drought in Niger is way, way different to drought in Leicestershire. Mm. And within the next couple of months, Niger will officially be in famine. But we can do something to stop that if aid agencies start to listen now and governments start to release funding to stop the famine happening.
Okay.
So it's all about raising awareness now.
So World Vision are you're going out there with World Vision on Monday morning to raise awareness about the current famine status of the people in Niger.
That's right, yeah.
How do you propose to go about doing that, other than obviously coming onto the radio this morning and doing that sort of thing?
Well, this is my second charity trip. A couple of years ago, I went off to Bangladesh and to raise awareness of the issue surrounding being a mum and a child out in that part of the country. And through blogging and tweeting, we had a reach of 73 million people. So my trip will be heavily blogged from my all of my websites, and we're asking people to get involved on Twitter by sharing the things that we're saying under the Share Niger hashtag.
Mm. I think that's great, and I follow you on Twitter, Sian, and your tweets are always insightful. You've got thousands of people following you on Twitter as well. The whole social networking thing is vitally important to spreading the message in this day and age, isn't it? And
quite absolutely, yeah.
Long may it continue. You've got to share your Twitter tag so people can follow you if they want to find out more about the trip.
My Twitter tag is @geekisnewchic.
Geek is new chic.
Yeah, and the hashtag for the trip is Share Niger.
Share Niger. Good luck with the trip. Will you let me know how you get on when you get back?
Yeah,
get in touch.
Absolutely.
And tell us how you got on. I mean, water is the key thing, really. Obviously, famine is absolutely devastating, but if the water supplies were improved, that might go a long way to improve the famine conditions as well, wouldn't it? And that's got to be one of the first things that that needs looking at over there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the other things that we're going to be looking at is looking at the way that children are sold during times of famine, because families just don't have enough to feed themselves. Mm. So statistically, more girls are sold into underage marriage during times of famine. So we're going to be going out to meet some of these children that have been saved from child marriage. We're talking little girls here, 8, 9 years old, mm. that are being sold to men that are old enough to be their grandfathers. And my daughters are 8 and 10 years old. So it's quite close to me. I think it's going to be quite horrific.
Mm.
But these stories need telling. And by raising awareness in this way, we can actually stop this happening.
Sian, good luck with the trip. Talk to you when you get back.
Thank you.
How long are you over there for?
For a week. But I'll be tweeting you live from Niger.
All right, good luck with that. Thank you, Sian. Nice to talk
Thanks
to you. All
much.
The best. Bye for now. Geek is new chic is Sian's Twitter tag. If you want to follow her and follow her tweets, and I'll retweet all of that information as well here from my feed @JimDavisOnAir. If you're a Twitterer, 9:40 now, BBC Radio Leicester, and the open lines continue.